AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Protests near the White House last night. Hundreds of activists chanted "traitor" hours after the president tried to explain that he misspoke when he said he saw no reason to believe that Russia had interfered in the presidential election. Ed Donahue on the walk back.
In Helsinki, after meeting with Vladimir Putin, the president was asked who interfered. He said, "I don't see any reason why it would be Russia." A day later, a correction.
"I said the word would instead of wouldn't."
So he doesn't back Putin's denial.
"I've said this many times. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also."
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's been known since the middle of the 2016 campaign Russia was meddling.
"Welcome to the club, President Trump."
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia factored into Twitter's decision to suspend millions of accounts last year. Julie Walker reports.
The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russian disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. Last week, Twitter confirmed it had suspended 70 million accounts in May and June. Julie Walker, New York.
The young boys rescued from that flooded cave in Thailand are due to be released from the hospital today, and we expect to hear from them at a news conference. Marriott plans to remove plastic straws from all of its hotels and resorts worldwide by next year. Many of the straws wind up in the ocean and harm marine life. The American League won the All-Star Game 8-6. This is AP Radio News. Firefighters are having a tough time with that wildfire near Yosemite National Park. It killed a California firefighter last weekend. Now, hot and dry weather is slowing the fight against the fire. Some tourists are cutting short their visits. Pam Austin says the wildfire is pervasive.
"We've seen just a lot of smoke, the smell of smoke. When we went back to our hotel last night, our clothes definitely smell like smoke."
The wildfire has seared through 19 square miles of land. More than 1,400 firefighters are battling the fire. Police in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, say a group of children and adults in an above-ground pool barely managed to get out of the way before a car smashed into it. The driver is charged with driving under the influence. Police say he careened through two homeowners' yards before speeding toward the pool that had two children and two adults inside. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.